We're in Simin Reis Samal Gimel, the halachas of Hadlakas Neris. We are up to Sifhei, and that's what we'll be doing today. Kishi Yadlik, Yivarach Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvosov Etzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. When you're Mavarach, when you're Madlik, you make a bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Echad Ha'ish Ve'echad Ha'isha. Whoever lights, whether it's a man or a woman, Gam B'yantiv Tzarech Levarach Lahadlik Ner Shel Yantiv. So on Shabbos you make the bracha, and on Yontif you make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the case of a chuppah on Friday afternoon, where everyone's going to the chuppah. They don't know exactly when it's going to end. They don't want to light candles before the chuppah. Say the woman wants to do malacha yet. She can't wait till after the chuppah because she may miss it. What does she do? So he brings down different eitzes of the poskim. So one eitzah that we find in the poskim is that she should do hadlaka without a bracha, and when she comes home, even though it's bein hashmashes, she makes a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah brings two deis that argue with it. One that holds that you're not yotza, that you can't make a bracha on a light that's already burning. The second one is that you cannot make a bracha on Ner Shabbos at a zman that it's also for you to light. So if she's going to come back bein hashmashes, she couldn't. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah ends up paskening only like that second day, which means if it's a zman iser, you cannot make a bracha. But if it's not a zman iser, even though it was lit before, you can make the bracha. So halacha lemaisa, a woman lit Ner Shabbos and forgot to make a bracha. She remembers, if it is not yet bein hashmoshes, she can still make a bracha. If it's already after shkia, she could not make a bracha. Now the next thing that they bring down is have a non-Jewish light for her, and then she makes the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that because in shlichus lenachri, so you're not makai in the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. What do you do? So we'll see. What she does is she lights candles early and makes a t'nai that she's not yet makabel Shabbos. The nusach habracha is lahavdik Ner Shabbos and not Neros because the ikar chiyuv is one ner alone. On Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah says that a woman does not really have to make a Shechiyanu. She's yotza with a Shechiyanu in Kiddush. But if she wants to make a Shechiyanu, so if that's where if that is their minhag, so she's allowed to. There are some who say that if she made a bracha of Shechiyanu when she did Hadlakas Neiris on Yontif, then she couldn't say an Amen to her husband Shechiyanu in Kiddush because of Hefsik. But Moshe Feinstein ends up paskening that it is not considered a hefsik. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, really, unless a woman clearly has a minik to say a Shechiyanu, she's better off not saying the Shechiyanu on the Neiris and being yotze in Kiddush. Further, ubi Yom Kippur below Shabbos yesh mishomer shelo yivarech. And on Yom Kippur that falls on a weekday, there are those who say you don't make a bracha because it's a day that you don't light altogether because we don't sit and eat by the table. We're in shul. Lahalocha. The halacha is that in a place where the minhag is to light, they light. So there are those who want to say that what the Mishnah Berurah means here is that a bracha you certainly shouldn't make. The Gra learns like this, because we don't make a bracha on minhagim. But lamaisa, in places where the minhag is to make a bracha on it, you make a bracha on it too. Says the Ramana, Haga yesh mishomer shemavarchim kodem hadlacha. Some say that you first make a bracha and then light, like all mitzvahs, where you make a bracha over lasiyasin, before you do the mitzvah. Yesh mishomer shemavarech acher hadlaka. Others say no, because when you make the bracha ladik ner shel Shabbos, it's already Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you can't light the candles. Ukadei sheover lasiyaso, in order that it be considered over lasiyaso, that you make a bracha before the mitzvah, lo yena mimeno ad la'achar bracha. So you make sure not to have hanah until after the bracha. Umasimim hayad lefnei aner acher hadlaka. Umavarchin v'chakach mesalkin hayad. So what do women do? They light the candles first, cover their eyes with their hands, make the bracha, open their eyes so that they're making the bracha and then being nene from it. That's called overlasiyasam. The chena minig, and that is the minig. On Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah says that a woman should make her bracha before she lights. The Magen Avraham holds low plug that Chazal weren't mechalik. If someone, say a man is lighting and not being mekabel Shabbos, so Reb Kiva Eger holds that he should make the bracha first. The Derech Chaim says that you don't. Similarly, if a woman is lighting with a t'nai, according to Reb Kiva Eger, really she should be making the bracha before she lights.